Have you ever read T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland?
April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land.
That is Tom Eliot himself reading his poem.
Stirring dull roots with spring rain.
Published in 1922, it is the ultimate modernist poem, one of the most important and daunting works of 20th century literature. Weirdly, a new edition of the poem has just become a big bestseller in the iPad App Store.
Winter kept us warm, covering earth in forgetful snow, feeding a little life with dried tubers.
That's right. There's even an app for that. The Wasteland app was created by two British publishers, Faber & Faber, where Eliot himself once worked, and the new digital firm Touch Books. For $14, you get an enhanced electronic book for the iPad with readings by actors like Alec Guinness, Viggo Mortensen, and Fiona Shaw.
April is the cruelest month.
The famous first line aside, The Wasteland is a pretty intimidating text, thick with references to Sophocles and Ovid and Chaucer, Shakespeare, Walt Whitman, Aldous Huxley, Hinduism, Buddhism, popular songs from the 1920s, and tarot cards. English majors spend whole semesters picking apart its 434 lines.
I mean, I do think this app, it doesn't dumb down The Wasteland, but it definitely makes it feel maybe a little more alive.
Laura Miller writes about books and publishing for Salon.com. She thinks The Wasteland app is more than just an ebook with some extra bells and whistles. Its technology might actually change the way we read.
But it's not actually even really a book, it's an app. And that is something that may be based in a text, but is specifically designed as an app that you would interact
with. It's a very custom-made, bespoke thing.
Yes.
Just for the world of,
yes,
of apps on iPad or otherwise. What, in your view, makes this such a leap forward?
Well, part of it is just the choice of material. And then you have all of these things that you can add to it, and they aren't extraneous to the poem itself, although, of course, you can just read the poem on the app if that's what you want to do.
But who would want to do that since you paid $14 for all this other stuff? So let's go through all that it can do. You have your iPad there, mm-hmm, but so the poem comes up beautifully rendered typographically.
Yes.
You can have any of a half a dozen skillful, famous readers read it. Have the audio of them reading along with you as you read, right?
Yes, and that's a really nice thing that the app does. Whichever reading you're listening to, you can follow along with the text, and the line that's being read will be highlighted.
Unreal city. Under the brown fog of a winter dawn, a crowd flowed over London Bridge. So many. I had not thought death had undone so many. Sighs. Short and infrequent were exhaled,
and each man fixed his eyes before his feet flowed up the hill and down King William Street to where St. Mary Woolnoth kept the hours with a dead sound on the final stroke of 9.
And it's a kind of an interesting and very targeted way to see different interpretations of the same poem, because one of the things many people don't realize is that a reading, you know, a vocal reading of something like that is an interpretation.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is this way that reading is a collaboration. It's between the reader and the author. And that's when you're reading it silently to yourself.
So this is a three-way now.
Yeah, it's a three-way with Fiona Shaw, which may be more exciting than you really expected to get from a Wasteland app.
Stetson, you who were with me in the ships at Mylai! That corpse you planted last year in your garden, has it begun to sprout? Will it bloom this year, or has the sudden frost disturbed its bed? Ah! Keep the dog far hence that's friend to men, or with his nails he'll dig it up again, you hypocrite lecteur. Mon semblable. Mon frère.
Was there one feature that completely blew you away, or was it the whole package of stuff?
You know, I think it is really the video of Fiona Shaw's performance, because it is so striking. It's so beautifully mounted in every way.
Shot in some gorgeous little house in Dublin.
Yes, but it's also sort of crumbly and peeling and a little bit shabby like it used to be grand, which is so perfect for the mood of that of the poem, which is about the decay of European civilization.
Yeah. Another feature that's here that I didn't even know I would love until I stumbled across it is the hand-corrected manuscript by Eliot of the poem.
Well, and it's also really important because The Wasteland was heavily edited by Eliot's friend Ezra Pound. And you can see Pound's remarks, which are so great. And part of what's great about it is that Pound is so unreverent of the work,
yes.
You know? And it's great to be reminded that this thing was in play once,
right.
You know? It didn't have to be like this. And
they were just two young guys trying to figure out how to make a poem.
And Pound would say, oh, that really doesn't work.
Right.
Or that's,
and the lovely just technically thing about it is that you can do the fingertip enlargement thing to read
more closely.
To really
see it, yeah.
Are there classic books that you think would be not so good to do this with?
I think that novels may be, unless you're talking about a very challenging modernist novel like Ulysses, but novels, especially with a strong narrative element, they're immersive.
Right.
You know, they're really, you don't want to really interrupt the narrative.
Right.
When I'm reading Great Expectations, I don't really care that much about which parts of it are based on Dickens' life or not. I just, while I'm reading that, that story is real to me, and I don't want someone to create any kind of distance.
Because it's attempting in its realistic traditional forms to create this immersive place where you're imagining you're in London in 1850.
Yes, and you don't want that. You don't want someone to break that spell.
Yeah. Laura Miller, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Laura Miller writes about and reviews books for Salon. You can see her personal list for other classics that she'd like to see get app editions at studio360.org. And while you're there, tell us what books you think might use an app like this.